Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Lunch with Leah, episode 323.
There's Johnny.
There's Leah.
Oh, you know, one day Jason's going to learn to speak English with a South African. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Crazy Land. So, listen, today's a riot. First of all, the weather in Miami is perfect. It's been perfect for like a week. It's cool. It's breezy. The sun's shining. The water's glistening. It's fabulous. And everyone in LA is saying, oh, it's raining and it's flooding and it's this and it's that. I'm like, well, we're in fabulous Miami and the weather could not be more perfect. I said the weather. I didn't say the people. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. You know, I love all those people. Hola, ¿cómo estás? We're the minority here. Let's see. You know that guy that brought me that little portrait and those two gorgeous abstract paintings that he did, Mr. Bravo on Twitter? Do you remember his website? I wanted to tell people to go to it because he's really talented if you need any art, and he's been so sweet to us. Anyway, we'll find it.
We've had different artists. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I also wanted to just say hi to Viva Lo, Joanne Viva Lo, author of Lush and Lux and Femme Fabulous, that sent us the flowers the other day. So now that we've got our little promotions out of the way. Before we get into the Super Bowl, so I told you my nephew was coming with his two friends, which he did. They were adorable. The friends were adorable. They stayed in the cabana one night, and then they stayed on the beach two or three nights because, you know, the beach. They're riffraff. And went to the beach. You could tell when they left, they were sunburned and suntanned, and they partied. You're not going to believe they had that convention for this motivational convention for 30-something thousand people at the Marlin Center. Jason, I should have signed up to go speak at that. They probably would have paid me big money. But anyway.
You're brilliant at that. I'm talking to everybody. You've missed your calling.
Why don't I have an agent or manager that's hustling this? Anyway, so what is his name of his website?
His website is arevart.kincustom.com. So it's arevart.kincustom.com.
Well, that's just too much for me. Go to Twitter.
You can look.
To Bravo.
@_rev_Lucian.
Go to Bravo. His name on Bravo and look him up Twitter, and then you can find it all. That's too complicated. But yeah, he's a great little artist. And anyway, I want to promote him because he gave us some beautiful things to auction at the next whatever charity thing we do, whatever. Anyway, so then you're not going to believe where they all were supposed to go. I mean, this is such a racket, Miami. So you know big events in town. So you know, of course, all the clubs are promoting them all to go. So you know, I'm sure a lot of them went, you know, whatever. But guess where this group went? They went to Story, the nightclub. Yeah. Isn't that right around here somewhere?
No, Story's on the beach. It's,
yeah.
It's on
Lake
Yeah. Oh, the old Ebony. Yeah, I've been there. It's very nice. It's actually one of the nicer clubs. Of course, I still love that Down and Dirty Twist. I mean, I love that one. I don't know why I just like it. It's just down and dirty and just, you know, raw. And I like it. All the gays are there and all dolled up. Anyway, so they went there. And then they went to that Super Bowl thing, which we'll talk about when we do the Super Bowl. Well, I'll just tell you now. I bought them those tickets at... some pub on Miller Pub or something on Coral Way for 40 or something bucks, and you get all the chicken wings and the this and the fries and the that and the this and the beer and whatever they get. RJ's only 17, so of course he didn't have any beer, and he doesn't really think he wants to drink anyway, probably because Rory and I hardly drink, but anyway, that's what he says. Now let's see what happens. But anyway, so they watched the game, and I think everyone was disappointed. I think everybody wanted, at least that whole group, wanted the Rams to win. I think a lot of people were just anti-Patriots because they won so many times, and people were mad at the Rams because they felt like the Saints got cheated, and then the Super Bowl turns out to be kind of bland. Well, anyway, so that was the Super Bowl.
Super boring.
Yes, for the weekend. I'll talk about the Super Bowl. I wrote down a few things about it. But anyway, so Freda's recovering with her arm all wrapped up. She's got stitches on her hand, and her hand's all wrapped. And so last week, one, she goes to the throat doctor because her throat was hurting ever since she had the oxygen mask from the surgery. The next day, she went to the dentist. The next day, she went and had her hand checked again. Then the next day, she didn't have a doctor's appointment because Paul was off. And then the next day, she had some other doctor's appointment. So she went 4 out of 5 days. I'm beginning to think you're right. Jason thinks because she has an insurance card, these doctors send her on revolving appointments, and she loves the attention, and she thinks she's healthy.
They want to make money by, you know, diagnosing people with things they don't really need, and that's what they do.
I think she has a part-time job.
She doesn't have a job. She feeds the dogs and does the laundry and hangs out the house and watches the novellas. But anyway, so that was just fine. It's the strangest thing. But she's going now today or tomorrow to get the stitches out. And now she's already talking about doing the other hand. I said, Freda, you're going to wait 2 months till that hand's really strong. And then you do the other hand so that it's strong before we leave for L.A. in the summer. And she's like, seemed like she was disappointed, but she agreed. I don't know. Does she like going to the doctor? I don't like going to the doctor. I'm going to go get a CAT scan on my sinuses tomorrow to make sure that infection's gone, because Saturday I felt it coming on again. And I don't even want to go to the doctor. Anyway, I mean, whatever. Anyway, that's that. Then RJ gets sick. He's got a sore throat and a cold, and he's stuffed up. So I take him to the doctor, and then he gets on some nasal stuff, and then he missed a day and a half of school. And now he's feeling better, but he's still coughing and hacking. I want to check the house for mold. Why am I always stuffed up, and now why is Roy Jr. constantly getting a little cold? I don't know. We checked it once before, remember?
Yeah, you check it regularly.
If you haven't checked your house for mold, you should check it. I don't know. There's probably a kit or something you can buy at Home Depot and do it yourself. We have a company that comes out and does it because our house is kind of complicated. But, you know, that coral rock would be a perfect breeding ground for that. Why is everybody sick all the time? Anyway, so I don't know if you – everyone's asked me about Jeff and Gage. If you want to know about Jeff and Gage, just have to tune in and listen to Andy, Radio Andy. Jeff's on every day this week at 11, but he's on normally Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. But he went out there telling all the laundry yesterday, so I guess all my text messages and communications don't work. I don't know. Anyway, that saga's continuing. I hear there's articles in People Magazine now and Radar Online, and I hate to see them break up, and I love them both. I hope they get back together, but I don't predict it. And we have a new product coming out soon. And by the way, James pointed out there was a big thing on the news last night about cannabis and CBD. You have to be careful what you buy. There are a lot of shysters out there that just mention CBD and it's got 0.00000001 in it. And it doesn't mean anything. So when we produce our products, we use the finest grade of everything, and we use the amount that we need to have the ingredient be active. But that's the difference in people that are in the business for their whole life and have a reputation to protect, and people who just come out with a widget. So when we have our stuff, that's what you'll buy. There you go. Have that. All right. So that's the story. Now let's talk about the Super Bowl. Listen to what I saw online. This is how you watch the big game. Based on your zodiac sign. Tell me if this fits for you. If you're an Aquarius, it's just an excuse to throw a party. Roy's an Aquarius. He would never throw a party, but it is just an excuse to watch the game. Pisces, wait, what game? That would be me. Yeah, what game? That'd be Jason when I said, who do you want to win? And he goes, Serena Williams. Aries, that's Roy Jr., blaring the volume to drown out your drunk friends. Yeah, that would be something RJ might do. Taurus, what?
Which one was that?
That one's Aries. Wow. Taurus, come for the beer, stay for the taco dip. Those are the people who's like, come for the food. Gemini, yelling obscenities at the TV.
Oh my God, that's such a Gemini.
Who's a Gemini? And you know them? Okay, yeah. Cancer, wearing head to toe matching gear for your team. Now that would embarrass me to death. Does Les do that? He wouldn't do that. Leo, setting up a cheese plate and eating the whole thing yourself. Well, we know they do say Leos are very self-absorbed people. I don't know if that's true. It's what you say. Virgo. Many people are saying, sounding like Trump. Virgo, contemplating whether Bloody Marys are keto or not. So that's the guy that's got the perfect figure. Libra, rooting for the team whose color scheme you like best. Well, that could be us, but we're not Libras. Scorpio, you disappear from the party by 2 p.m. 2 p.m.? That means, must mean 2 a.m. In other words, you don't stay that long. You leave early. Okay. Sagittarius, researching all the players' net worths. Is that you, Jason? Do you do that?
I do, because I always want to know that sort of thing.
Well, I do, too. I find it interesting. You know, we should find out how much some of those guys make sometime. It's a lot. Capricorn, arguing about why basketball is the superior sport. You know, Capricorns are kind of known for thinking they're an authority on everything. Now, this I'm not a psychic nor an astrologist. I'm only repeating what I have read in the study of psychology, psychics, and what do you call them, astrologists. Okay, so.
You got comments coming in.
Okay, well, let's
hear
them. People
are saying how beautiful you are today.
Oh, fabulous.
Chase Wilson wants you to do his YouTube show on his live chat, so maybe he should email you at hello@leahblack.com.
Maybe we'll see what it is.
What's going on there?
What you're going to talk about.
I think I looked it up, and he does giveaways in beauty and skincare and fashion and things like that.
What's the name of it?
It's called This Is Chase. It's C-H-A-S.
Well, you should all watch it.
Absolutely. Make sure you check it out. And Beth Feldman Foster says that the doctors did say her life, but she understands about going to the doctors.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. Now, so she's on the mend.
Yes, okay. That's good. And Rachel Pinina says she's a Pisces. She's just here for the commercials.
Oh, my God. Speaking of the commercials. Speaking of the commercials, Jeff Bezos pulled the plug on a $20 million commercial that he had made for his spacelift company because his girlfriend, mistress, Sandra, had helped write or produce it. And I guess they were busted publicly busted for having this ongoing relationship that they've now gone public with. I guess he just didn't want the controversy or to rub it in his wife's face, or I don't know, but he blew $20 million. I guess he'll use it later when he's divorced from his wife, he has a settlement, he's hooked up with wife number how many, 1, 2, 3, or 4, younger, thinner, version 1, then he'll probably come out with that commercial. And so he didn't waste his money, he just invested it and saved it.
And
of course, who knows what
do?
The space light thing may not even be around by then. I like him. I like Jeff Bezos because Trump hates him. that was according to page 6. Gladys Knight controversy. So people are ragging on Gladys Knight because she sang the national anthem because she should have supported Kaepernick by boycotting. Well, you know what? Listen, you can support him a lot of different ways, but I think not singing at the Super Bowl may not be one of them. Anyway, she did an amazing job. She looks phenomenal. I don't know how
she took us to church.
She looks, huh?
She took us to church.
Oh, yeah. She's just fabulous. You know, I noticed she has an alto, mezzo-alto voice. So she didn't hit the high notes, but she really filled up the room. So she's amazing.
I'm convinced she's the bee on The Masked Singer. She's the person behind the costume, the bee costume. I don't even know what that is. There's a show called The Masked Singer, and it's these celebrities, and they're all in costume, and each week they come out and sing, and you're supposed to try to guess who it is by their voice.
Oh, yeah, it's her? All right,
I'm pretty sure it's going to be her. Tori Spelling was on it last week.
So Cardi B turned down singing at the Super Bowl. So now, Cardi, next time, girl, call me. Call me. This is what you should have done, Cardi. Cardi, you should have gone out there dressed normal with a backup group of 3 or 4 guys all dressed normal, and you should have done your thing, and then all the guys should have taken off their jacket, had the Kaepernick jersey under it, and taken a knee. And then you would have had the best of both worlds, and you'd be the talk of the town, and you would have made your point before it was too late for them to drag you off the stage.
And got paid.
I don't think they pay that much, but you know, girl, call me.
Oh, yeah, I heard that they actually don't get paid. There was a big controversy that they do not pay the act.
They may not.
They may make a donation to their charity.
Oh, I know. I mean, the NFL's so broke, they don't have any money. Adam Levine controversy. What did you guys, did you even watch it at all?
I watched
Jason
it.
Jason didn't watch it. Well, he took off his jacket.
Wardrobe malfunction.
First he took off his jacket, and then he took off an over jacket, and then he took off a shirt, and then he took off a t- and blah, blah, blah. Bottom line, he was being a porn star. He's being a stripper. He just kept stripping down, stripping down, and stripping down. And people were making fun and laughing, you know, that it was egotistical. Well, of course he has a big ego. Watch him on The Voice. He's the one that thinks he knows it all. But I still like him. I think he's a great entertainer and singer and this and that. But all those tattoos, my God, he looked like Tommy Lee. There's not a blank spot on his body.
So I like it.
I kind of think he was doing it to show off the tattoos. That's what I think. But I also liked that big California one, and if anybody can wear it, he can wear it. And he was showing off his body, and that's all cool too. I personally think if he was going to do that, he should have just walked out there with a cape, pulled it off, and just done his thing, and just done it, instead of turning it into a striptease act, you know, like spin the bottle act, but because it was too contrived. But I thought he did a great job, and people were ragging on him. But the big controversy was, well, why can he show his nipples, and what's her name, Janet can't
Jackson.
Have a nip
she
slip.
Almost...
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
But remember, it wasn't even a nip slip that year. It was
wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake pulled it off. And I remembered that. And the first thing I thought when he took his shirt off was, okay, here's the double standard, because they raised so much stink over her. You know, that's also when they put the labels on the records.
Yes.
Because that's supposed to be a family-friendly environment, and they didn't want anything like that.
Maybe I'm not that politically correct, and maybe I'm not a woman activist enough, yeah. But I'm sorry. There is a difference. And a guy that runs around at the swimming pool with his G-string bikini or his long... There's a guy right there at the pool, got tattoos on his back. He's got long shorts. He's swimming, walking around without a shirt on, and a girl walking around without a shirt on. I'm sorry, there's a difference. Call me old-fashioned. I don't think Janet Jackson should have been blackballed. I don't think she should have been punished. I don't think she should have been slammed the way she was. I think it was just one of those things that just happened. They should have moved on. But I don't think it's not a fair equivalence, you know. It's not equal. It's different. And I don't necessarily like the idea that he's stripped down. I think that part of it was cheesy. But the fact that he didn't wear a shirt, that part didn't bother me, you know. What's wrong with the little puppy over there? Anyway.
Shelley Holstead said years ago Steven Tyler was half naked and no one said a word.
Yeah. Yep. It is a double standard in a way, but let's be honest. I mean, come on, you got a girl with the big boobs out there and a guy that's just a guy. I don't know. Listen, I'm sorry. It's not an equal valuation. Okay. Now, this guy, boy, B-O-I, whatever, comes out with a big old fur coat on. I'm surprised PETA didn't start screaming.
They did.
Okay. So, you know what? I never heard of this guy called Boy, B-O-I. So, I thought it was CeeLo Green. I thought CeeLo Green caught it himself out there.
Oh, my gosh.
I go, that was nice of Adam to invite CeeLo that used to go on The Voice on there. How lovely. And then I see that it's not him when I see up close with my glasses on. And it's a guy named Boy. Now, I don't know why he wore that big fur coat, knowing that, see, people are more, in my opinion, pet lovers were more offended by that than a lot of people would be by the take a knee, but maybe he wanted the controversy. I don't know. I know a girl that's got a shitload of furs and rugs and everything. She says, oh, the animals were dead when I bought them. So everybody's got their own opinion. Anyway, I don't think PETA would like it. Then the Patriots, of course, won. But here's another double standard. Now, I don't have an opinion because I don't care. But this guy, Edelman, he gets the Most Valuable Player Award. Okay, I'm sure he was entitled to it. I'm sure that he deserved it. But a few years ago, he was kicked off the team or penalized or punished or something for doing drug enhancement. You know, what do you call that? Drug enhancement stuff that they do to build up testosterone
like
and all the testosterone and the steroids and all that. So he did it, and then he becomes Most Valuable Player, and everybody's fine. Kaepernick quietly takes a knee, and he's blackballed from the entire NFL. I don't know why Miami doesn't get... If Miami hires him, I'm going to throw a big welcome party for him. He's like my hero. I love him. Anyway, and then I didn't realize this either. You know, now, look, if you want to talk about ego, that guy Brady's got one. Now, he deserves it. He's won all these Super Bowl games, and good for him. He's got all those rings, which I'd love to just have just for my collection of jewelry. But I didn't know his wife was the girlfriend of DiCaprio for 5 years. Did you guys know that? That's the same girl. I remember her now on photos with DiCaprio. Yep. Listen, DiCaprio's out saving the planet, you know, and so I'm team DiCaprio. But anyway, there you go. So they've got the kids and the whole thing. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, here's another thing about that Edelman. He didn't get a, this is a big accomplishment for him. He did not get a scholarship from high school to go to college to play football. He only had one college football catch, which was 11 yards, and he was a seventh round pick. So this guy, like, he did it. He made it happen, and God bless and good for him. But I just think it's kind of a, I just think you have to be consistent. If you're going to be, you know, if they can do the enhancement drugs and get past it, then Lance Armstrong never got past it. All other people, it hangs over them, and he gets most valuable player. Forgive everybody. Don't just forgive him. And then don't punish Kaepernick for taking a knee when this guy did enhancement drugs.
I agree completely.
When you're not supposed to do enhancement drugs. I mean, it's just, I don't like the double standard. Oh, let's just go to the gossip.
But he did score the only touchdown, and that's why they all, I think that's why he got it, wasn't it?
Well, he caught all the passes.
Yeah,
he's the one that caught all the passes.
In that moment, that's all they think about.
And also, I don't necessarily think they always pick the most valuable player by that one game. It's like the Oscars. It's like if you have a whole repertoire of 30 years.
Body of work.
And you've been, and you've been nominated 20 times, maybe it's time for you to win. So maybe it was, because the game was apparently kind of boring and the scoring was low. So maybe it was kind of a composition of all the things he's done over the years. It all added up. Good for him, happy. I'm glad for you. Shave the damn beard. Get rid of the beard and the mustache. Other than that, you're fabulous.
Yeah. Jesse DeFreitas is the only.
I can't deal with
the
that.
Only touchdown was Michael.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Well, anyway, so good for him. How's my cold? Jackie says better, better. I still think it keeps coming and going. It's more of a sinus thing. I'm gonna get taken care of. Joro 32, Leah, love your podcast. Listen when you're on Jeff. I have a skincare question. I'm 52 years old. Well. Honey, I'll catch up to you soon. And I have flush rosacea, how you say it. Do you have a product that deals with redness? Well, the thing is, that's an underlying product, underlying problem. It's not just necessarily on the surface. It's underlying. So I'm not a doctor, so I'm not going to give you medical advice. Well, I will tell you, people that I know that have used the non-surgical facelift kit on a regular basis, it gradually just kind of peels off those layers so you can reproduce new skin, and the same with the exfoliant. I also know aloe vera, which we have the gel, is a great topical product to put on any kind of redness or soreness on your skin. So I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm just telling you from a skincare point of view, those would be the things that I would work on.
My aunt has it, and something that triggers it on her is if she drinks, and this is something she developed later in life, is if she drinks any wine with sulfates in it, and it within like 30 minutes, she'll start to turn.
Can I tell you, whenever I do order wine, I always order European wine. I don't order American wine, and I hate to say it, but they do fill them up with sulfites, whereas the European wines, they don't put the sulfites in there. And the best wine, health-wise, is the French red wine, which has no sulfites, and it's very high in resveratrol or whatever that increases your ability to fight off heart attacks and be good for circulation and things like that. I think we're going to have a guest here.
Looks like we have a guest.
Come on in. We have a guest today. Oh, the dog's going to bark. Deborah has Fabric Innovation. She's fabulous. Go to her site, Fabrics Innovation, for all your fabric needs.
Fabricinnovations.com.
Oh, stop it. Let's see. Oh, Amanda says, I just discovered your podcast, and now I listen with excitement each week. Yay! Oh, my God. The dog is just out of control.
We have chaos.
Okay. What do you think is the most important aspect of parenting for raising a child? I think it's peers, having them around the right peers. What do you think? That's here for kids. Well, that's a whole day seminar. I've read so many books on it. Oh my God! Starting with What to Expect When You're Expecting, I've read them all the way up. The last one was How to Raise a Healthy Adult or something, or a Happy Adult or whatever. I think it's all in the values, and I think they see what you do and more than they hear what you say. So I think that's a big part of it. A work ethic. You know what's wrong with this damn millennials? I hate to say it. The work ethic. They don't work like we worked. They don't get up looking for part-time jobs in the summer. They want to sleep late. They want to be on the computer playing video games. I mean, you know, I don't know. The world's different. I think it was great when you had a sandbox out in your yard and everybody had to go play and you didn't have the computers. If I was going to do anything with RJ again, I wouldn't let him be on the computer so much. But now, it's 17. It's like I'm out of...
You've already lost control of that.
I already lost that battle. But it's better than going out and partying and doing drugs and drinking and driving and the rest of it. I love you on Jeff Lewis. When will you be back? Kimber Sketch. Well, I don't know. Maybe usually when I'm in L.A. I'll probably be in L.A. during spring break. So I don't know. He may not have me on anymore now that he's broken up with Gage and I'm not taking sides. I'm kidding. He wants everybody to love Gage, too. One thing about Jeff, I will say, if he has a battle with somebody, he doesn't want you to make it yours. He takes it on himself. He's a good guy. Okay, just in time. What would you consider your greatest personal accomplishment? Well, I would say, you know, RJ's one of them. And I think also the fact I've always been good to everybody and treated them the way I'd want to be treated. And people can say what they want, make up the lies they want. But the truth of the truth, if they tell the truth, I've never taken advantage of anyone and I've always done the right thing by people. And I think that's why I have such a great life. I think it just comes back to you. Oh, let's keep going here. Do I have the scoop on Jeff and Gage? A little bit, and I have been texting them, and blah, blah. I want them both to be happy. That was from Marath 76. Sui Consolor. What are your thoughts on Jeff and Gage breaking up? Well, I'm heartbroken. I want them to be together forever, but I want them to both be happy. Box Heart Bear, what is your new book in general? Oh, it's all the gossip about that show and Jackie Collins asks. So you can figure out who did what by when and how and why and all that evil stuff they did. Fox Heart Bear, I did that one. Michael Seen, do you still have the home on Star Island? Yes, I do, and it's rented out. Do you know anyone that might want to buy it? Because I don't think I'm ever going to move there. Omar BFMP, besides some of the housewives, who do I dislike? What do I dislike most about the city of Miami? Well, I love everything about Miami. Even the traffic's not that bad compared to L.A. But I will tell you, the work ethic here, I mean, it's just not easy to find people that's why I stick with Jason and James. It's just horrible as I can't stand them. I mean, they have a good work ethic and they do a good job. Oh, but you know, honestly, nobody's like a. I don't know.
We're the only two that will show up.
Yeah, exactly. No one else wants to work here. Let's get down to the real truth. Let's see, Chris CHRISML6898. Did the certain girls ever apologize for their actions towards you on the show? No, they never will. They don't think they did anything wrong. They think they were trying to be the breakout star, and they did their best to do it. They don't think they did anything wrong. Oh, my God. They think they're fabulous. They're probably proud of it. Chase West. Hi, Leah. I've always had a theory that the overwhelming amount of toxicity, animosity, and hatefulness overall was perhaps a large factor that contributed to the Housewives of Miami's downfall. Is there any truth to this? This was forever my favorite franchise, and with you being number one, a San Antonio fan, you know, I lived in San Antonio for years. I love San Antonio. I agree with you. I don't think people tune in for darkness, hate, and hate fest. I just don't. I don't. I think they like just to be entertained and have fun and laugh and cut up. Okay. Oh, here's one from Donna, the same Donna, B-A-R-L-L-O. I love the podcast. The YouTube always sounds like you guys have a great vibe. Yeah, you can catch all of our podcasts on YouTube. She loves the jewelry and the handbags, thinks they're stylish. However, if you search Leah Black, your website does not come up. You have to search leahblack.com. At least that's the way it is on my browser. You should also ask your listeners to retweet your YouTube videos. Yes, retweet them. And James, we got to figure out why that Leah Black doesn't come up to leahblack.com.
We've addressed it, but we'll get into it.
We got to get that done. And just some ideas for what it's worth. Thank you, Donna. Oh, I like everybody's input. And celebrities, Deborah's over there shopping away, Jason. Oh, help her. Deborah's buying out the store for Valentine's Day.
So we're getting some comments. Chaz Wilson says, you do treat people so nicely. I cannot say enough things about you.
Who said that?
That was Chaz Wilson.
Oh, hi, Chaz.
And Sarah K. Franklin says, hello. Jada Stanley says Jeff and Gage is so sad. Deb Smith says she loves your beautiful earrings today. Also, Chaz Wilson said he's loving all the jewelry behind you as well.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Oh, Deborah, don't forget this rack of jewels. Oh, you look so pretty, Deborah.
Microphone.
How are you? Okay, well, she's shopping for Valentine's Day, one of my favorite girls. And celebrity news, Alicia Keys is going to host the Grammys. I loved her on The Voice. I love the fact she's going to host the Grammys. I love her, period. Now, this year on The Voice, it's going to be Adam and Blake, and then it's going to be Kelly, who won 2 years in a row, and it's going to be John Legend. So there you go. John Legend's going to be on. And they're going to, according to Clive Davis, they're going to do an Aretha Franklin tribute. That's fabulous.
That's great.
Deborah, all those handbags are on sale. And she will, and Jason will give you the very best price. Let's see. Pink got a star on the Hollywood Bowl. Now, if you haven't been to the Hollywood, not the Hollywood Walk of Fame. If you haven't been to Hollywood to see the Hollywood Walk of Fame, let me describe this to you. It's hilarious, okay? You walk down the street like a normal street, and the streets in the front of all the stores are like a marble kind of, they're cement, but they've got these marble, what do you call the stars in the middle with the names on them? So it's just, you just walk from one star to the next to the next to the next. So it's like blocks of stars. So Pink's now got one. So
yeah, she has new music coming out in like 2 weeks too, I think. So that's great.
Good for her.
I love her.
R. Kelly, all that stuff back. This is just, let me tell you, some people are just lucky.
Yeah.
So he gets all the backlash on that documentary about him and the young girls, right? So what happens? He goes out of the country. He's got a worldwide tour. He's going to be performing Australia, New Zealand, Sri Lanka, and everywhere. I mean, I guess the rest of the world has different values than the U.S., or they don't know about it, or they don't care. I don't know, but, I mean, he's moving on.
Yep.
Apparently, though, I saw Michael Avenatti tweeted that he's representing one of the girls and that this isn't going to be the end of it. So if he gets a hold of it, he's like a dog with a bone. Perez Hilton tweeted to Wendy Williams, oh my God, Perez, you've got more nerve than I do. Has Kevin's mistress given birth yet? message she sent via Nick is loud and clear. She's sticking with her man. If your husband cheated on you and got another woman pregnant, would you stick with him? Perez asked. Well, I will give you credit, Perez, for having the nerve to tag her and go to her directly on it. And no, if my husband got cheating, got someone pregnant, I wouldn't have anything else to do with them. But, you know what, people, things, some people have different priorities. Now I read that many people on her show don't think she's really sick with that Graves' disease. They think that's an excuse.
Oh, wow.
So that could be, maybe she's not really sick. Maybe she's just got an excuse and she's trying to get her marriage back together or save it. Or who knows, maybe she's just depressed. Who knows what's going on? But anyway, I don't know if the show's going to go on. They're not sure.
We got lots of questions coming in real all of a sudden. Deb Smith's asking about the bracelet you're wearing.
Oh, Piranesi.
Wanted to know if that was a bracelet or a watch.
Oh, this one's Piranesi, but I do have a bunch of diamond ones over here that you can stack up that look very much similar.
Rosalinda Resendez asked, because she's a little late, did we all talk about the J-Lo backlash on the Motown tribute? I'm not sure what that is.
I didn't follow that one.
I didn't hear that one either. So.
I like J-Lo, so I hope it'll go away. But anyway, I didn't know about that one.
Alex Pletcher says, the only star walk I went to was Lisa Vanderpump's in Palm Springs, and I accidentally dropped my Dips and Dots on it.
Don't worry, one of the homeless dogs will go eat it.
Yeah.
Country music. Willie Nelson got in a cannabis business in 2015 with a proprietary strain of marijuana. He's a Texas favorite stoner. He's always been known for stone.
Yeah.
Being high, and he's adding a coffee brand to his product line with cannabis. How funny is that? The Bansky painting, remember the one that shredded itself? Well, it's going to be on display in Baden-Baden, Germany. It's the first time to display since the shredding, and the question is if it's going to go for more now than it did before. I went to Baden-Baden once. They have those sea salt hot water baths that you can take,
uh-huh.
And also What else did I do? Oh, I did an infomercial there for my product line called BioFlora with Joan Collins. It was on Sky Channel and I think in the U.S. for several years. We did very well with it. It was a body care line. So we're going to take a 3-minute break. No,
five-second break. Yes.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In more celebrity news, the police were called for a possible alcohol overdose for the Young and Restless star Christoph St. John, and they found him dead.
Know,
and they're waiting for the autopsy. He's 52 years old. That makes me
so sad.
Sick to my stomach. I mean, it's very seldom you hear of someone having an alcohol overdose. So I don't know if he had a really bad problem with it or if it was just a one-off time that he just drank or if he had some allergic reaction. I mean, I don't know.
His son killed himself. About a year ago, so he's been dealing, or maybe it's been 2 years, but he's been dealing with that.
Well, then that's probably, there you go.
His co-star, Eric Braeden, who plays Victor on The Young and the Restless, said that he just never, ever got over it. He couldn't deal with it.
I couldn't get over that either.
So sad.
Bless
he was the first really true first African-American on daytime television.
That
really made it big.
It made me so sad. In better news, Gone with the Wind, that received 8 Oscars during its time, is coming back to the theater for a short run for its 80-year anniversary.
I saw that.
I love Gone with the Wind.
I'm not sure how that's going to get received.
But why would you go to the theater to watch it if you can watch it on
DVD? It's 6 hours long, too.
Well, it's going to be a day. That's interesting. Well, movie lovers will love it. STAIND frontman Aaron Lewis, listen to this. He's on the stage playing his guitar. Then when he wasn't playing, one of his fans started talking to him in Spanish, and he stormed off and says, "I don't speak Spanish," and he stormed off the stage. Can you believe that? I mean, what is wrong with him? So Perez Hilton tweeted, "Well, this dude should be so appreciative of anyone wanting to see him in concert, period." That's true. I mean, these are your fans. I mean, what's wrong with you? Paul Newman salad dressing, you know, that food brand he came up with, he did that for the sole purpose of donating to charity. Guess how much money it's given over charity over the years? They're up to $500 million. That's a lot of money for charity. So good for you, Paul Newman.
Yeah, very much.
I bet his family's sitting there going, damn.
Yeah, probably. I think he sold that, though, to like Kraft or something several years ago, but they still, that was the condition.
That was the condition, yeah. Bradley Cooper says, what does it take to be a good director? He says, a good work ethic grounded in love, according to Variety. Well, that was a good answer.
Yeah,
nice answer. Now, I've been rooting for him, and I'm so sorry he isn't winning anything. And now he's not up for Best Director as an Oscar. So he's not going to probably get Best Actor. The competition's too stiff. So I kind of feel bad. Maybe the film will get the Film of the Year, but there's so much competition this year. Anyway, he and Lady Gaga are going to perform live. Lovely. They're going to perform live.
One of my best friends, he lives in Atlanta, and he was at the show 2 weeks ago when Bradley got up on stage and sang in Las Vegas.
He
said it was like the best thing ever.
He went
for his birthday, so
I mean,
yeah, it was great.
Yeah, so they're going to perform Shallow. And then Tori Spelling is confirming that 90210 revival with some of the original cast is coming back. Well, I hope she gets a steady damn job that's scripted, gets off that reality circus that she goes on, quits spilling the beans about all of her personal problems and her kids, and just gets a reputable, credible job with a salary and goes back to being normal and writing children's books. In royalty news, if there's a Brexit with no kind of plan to gracefully get out of it, which it looks like is going to be a hard Brexit leave, the Queen and other royalties plan to move, are being, they have a security plan in place to move them to safe locations away from the capital if Brexit goes bad. According to the Daily Mail, they have three emergency evacuation plans that they've had in place since World War II, and now they're being repurposed in case of Brexit. Well, you know, that whole Brexit thing, they found out later, it was influenced by all those Russian bots and all that propaganda and fake news. I don't know why they don't, the people over there don't demand another vote. You know, it's just, Steve Bannon had to run over there and put his two cents in. Anyway. In housewife news, Andy had a baby boy, 9 pounds, 2 ounces. That is huge, just so you know. Our dude was 8 pounds, 8 ounces, and I thought that was huge. That's a big baby. Named Benjamin Allen after his grandfather. The baby shower was hosted by the original girls, the original housewives, specifically Kyle put it all together. But I would say that Kyle and Rena kind of stole the show. They hyped it up.
If you can catch the Sirius XM show where they taped it at the shower, it's hilarious.
Yeah, I listened to that, a little bit of it as I'm driving, because I always have that off and on. I go between CNN, MSNBC, and Radio Andy. So, remember when I told you that Giraldi, Erica Jane's husband, is being sued for that $15 million or whatever? You're not going to believe it. One of my friends, law firm's handling the case.
Oh, wow.
One of my good friends, I talked to him on the phone last night. He's handling the case. I'm like, I like them. I hope you'll go easy on them. Oh, my God. Now, apparently, Margaret Joseph took out a $200,000 loan from a friend, and this friend is now suing her for it. She had a promissory note dated September 23rd. 2016 with 6% a year interest, and Radar Online actually has the document, so it's not gossip. The friend's suing her for the money because their house is now apparently, this may be not true, I don't know, is under going to be repossessed, and they don't want to take the risk of not getting their money back. So I hope that all works out. Poor thing. What is it with girls? Dorit's got a money problem. Erica's husband's got a money problem. This one's now Margaret's got a money problem. I mean, they.
Did you see the fight last week on the show?
I saw part of it, yeah.
Well, the whole show was like six fights, but the last one was a doozy.
I saw that where Teresa threw wine in. Danielle threw wine in Margaret.
Margaret threw wine at her.
Margaret threw rose at her.
Yeah, on Danielle. And then they got into it, and then that spat went down, and then Melissa got into it with Teresa.
I did say, because she says, why are you defending Danielle? Now, I hadn't been watching, but you told me to watch it last week, so now it's coming back to me. I did.
Yes.
Then I tweeted afterwards. Listen to this. So I just tweeted afterwards randomly. I said, you know, Danielle deserves to be a full-time housewife. Well, I got so much flack on Twitter. Everyone was like, oh, what's wrong with you? And she's horrible and this and that. I was like, I didn't say I like her. I didn't say she's not horrible. I didn't say she's a queen. I didn't say she goes to church every day. I said she's earned the right to be on full time, and she did. I mean, she earned the right to be on full time. She brought all the drama, which, by the way, every show has its brand. That one is catfighting and drama. She brought it. So without her, I mean, I don't know what would have been stirring the pot.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I took all a bunch of crap for that, but what do I care? I'm not in the castings. I don't know. Casting director over here.
I think that Jennifer, the one that's, she's a lightning rod too that they've added to the cast.
Well, I missed that. She was kind of quiet last week. So, Don Gunvalson, Vicky's ex, tweeted out that Vicky is jealous of Kelly because Kelly's receiving a divorce settlement instead of having to pay one. That was funny. You gotta admit, that's hilarious. Now, here's a gossip for you. NeNe Leakes says that Lisa Vanderpump stole her restaurant idea and talked her out of it when she was driving through West Hollywood, and she saw this location and she thought, this would be great. I've got a big fan base in Beverly Hills. This is back when she was doing their shows in L.A. and Fashion Police and other stuff. And so she called Vanderpump and said, hey, what do you think about this location? I'm thinking about opening like a restaurant or a bar or club there. And Vanderpump said, oh, it's horrible. It's overpriced. It's a horrible neighborhood. You're not going to like it. Blah, blah, blah. And she goes, she said that she What did she say? Anyway, go on. So then, anyway, later, she said she and Greg were there living in L.A. and working, and he was doing Glee and The New Normal and all this other stuff, and she rides down and sees it, and she says it'd be so cool to have a bar there. And she said, oh, Vanderpump said, oh, darling, it's a piece of crap. They're charging so much for it, darling, Leek says. She talked me out of it, and then she went and got it for herself. How effed up is that? And she said she added Friday that she's never talked about it with Vanderpump, and that when Vanderpump sees her, they both know what went on, but no one's acknowledges it, and blah, blah, blah. And then she says, Leeks told McCarthy, referring to Vanderpump's dog, Ziggy, that she just looks at me funny. We're going to get Lisa Vanderpump. Lisa Rinna, I'm sorry. I didn't mean you, honey. I meant Vanderpump, because when she was on Andy's show, she said she'd like to get into it with Rinna, which she meant
with
Vanderpump.
Yeah, she was going to go face to face.
Oh, my God. And then she made a slide remark about the dog, Ziggy. So she said Ziggy looked like she was on Xanax or something. I don't know what she said. It was something funny. Anyway, that's Alzheimer's news. And in serious news, L.A. has a type of flea-borne disease from the Middle Ages breaking out. Typically, it's for homeless people, but it's now cropping up amongst groups of city officials. Oh, my God. Pope Francis is in the UAE trying to make peace. Well, good luck with that. You know, speaking of the UAE, they killed that Khashoggi. Trump helps them cover it up. Now they're taking our weapons that we gave them under certain conditions, and they're using them for the wrong purposes. And the Trump administration doesn't care because they only care about the money. And I can't. Then Newsweek reports that a man was caught on camera. I saw the video. This is so funny. The guy's going through one of those lines where you get your drink when you buy hamburgers or whatever. And he gets his drink, and then he takes a piece of ice and kind of subtly throws it on the floor. And then he walks around like he's getting other stuff. And then he turns around and slips and falls on the ice. But it was on video.
Yeah,
That should be, that's just fraud. That is fraud.
That happens so much. I used to work at one of those like overnight speedway marts when I was in college.
Oh, my God.
And people would come in all the time and try to say they slipped and fell
on the
ice thing.
That's nonsense.
Yep, they try to sue us.
So the most desired places to live. Remember when U.S. used to be the Shining Hill back with the Ronald Reagan days? Number one, Canada. Number two, Sweden. Number three, Denmark. Then comes Norway, Switzerland, Finland, Austria, Netherlands, New Zealand, and Germany. When you would rather live in 100 degrees below Fahrenheit than the U.S. of A., what is wrong with this picture? The U.S. is now number 17 on a list of 60.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Trump, for all that winning. Oh, my God. Let's see. All right. Well,
someone
we'll
just pointed out to us that account, that's actually a parody account, the Dawn account.
Which one?
The one about Vicky and Kelly.
It is a parody account,
but they said it's still hilarious.
They reposted but he did post it, but is it a parody account? It's funny.
It's a parody account. Yeah,
it's funny. Yeah. Okay, so don't forget to get the book. How much did we say the book was? I forgot.
The book is signed, autographed here. You get a hard copy for $10.
$10.
And then
forget the book. Everybody wants the book. What?
Are you mentioning Amazon?
Oh yeah. Well, Amazon has a special too, but it won't be autographed for what, $6.50 or something?
No, actually, the book is $17 or $18, I think, on Amazon. But the digital download for Kindle is $1.99.
Only for 1 month.
Yeah, for 1 month.
Yeah, and then if you like it, you can order it, and then I'll send you a signed copy. Okay, so
you have to get the signed copies
right
from
along.
Us.
Remember I told you guys about that video? Did we ever get that video going, Jason, with that weight reboot thing?
Yes.
We did? So now, how can they find out? Go to hello@leahblack.com and ask us how to go find the reboot thing. Because you can reboot a fat-burning reboot. You get a box of protein bars and you get protein shakes and a menu. And I'm telling you, people that I know are on it, the reason I'm telling you about it, because it's not my product, it's somebody else's. But people are dropping like 2 and 3 pounds a week, and they're saying they're full all the time, and they're loving the bars and the shakes and the meals. Anyway, you go to leahblack.myevolve, EVOLV.com, and it's not expensive, and it's cheaper than food, and everyone's loving it if you want to lose weight from the beginning of the year. So we got that going on.
And we still have our sale on the website for the anti-aging.
Oh, we do? Oh, yeah, the serum. Oh, the serum. We have the serum for this month, for Valentine's month, for $10, which is really a $60 retail, $28 wholesale, or $29 hotel wholesale. All right, so when you do go to that website, though, then you click on Reboot for Your Health under Products. And then the fat burner order, use the code HOPE25, H-O-P-E-25, and a percentage of it will go to feeding the homeless. Oh, and other news. Ah, it was so devastating. The company that makes those hearts for Valentine's Day, known as the Conversation Hearts, with little quotes.
My mother is furious.
Oh, they're going to go out of business. But apparently some other company is trying to get them started, but they don't know if they'll have them.
They won't
have them by Valentine's Day. So they're now collectibles.
My mom was telling me that's her favorite Valentine's Day.
If you have any with mold on them, pull them out because you can't get them this year.
I saw a bag for $2,000 on eBay.
Are you serious? Oh, my God. Well, they're coming out with them again because somebody bought it. And so listen to this. In Hawaii, which is a very health-conscious place, obviously, the lawmakers are considering a bill to move the age limit to buying cigarettes up to 30 years old, and then 40 after that, and then every year going up. So when you're 100 years old, so by 2024, you have to be 100 years old to buy cigarettes.
Yeah, they're trying to completely outlaw.
I just eliminate cigarettes. And then you saw that vaping thing, that guy, it blew up and caught, and hurt his throat, and he died, and something exploded in his throat.
The battery in the vaping thing.
Oh, my God, yeah, the battery. So, I mean, just don't smoke. Just don't smoke. And then you guys remember John Wayne Bobbitt, or the guy that his wife got mad and cut his penis off.
Lorena Bobbitt.
Lorena Bobbitt. Yes. He's back in worldwide headline news again. He's back on Dr. Oz talking about his penis getting cut off. You know, sometimes less is more, and I'm not talking about the penis being less is more. I'm talking about gabbing and talking about everything.
Yeah, she was abused really horribly.
Oh, see, Deborah knows the whole scoop. So what happened? Oh, yeah, he abused her. He was raped over and over and over and abused her, and he bragged about it. The witnesses and photographs. And
so she's come out. She was the first.
Oh, she was
one of the first
ones
for domestic abuse.
Sexually abused. So she just cut his penis off. Oh, wait, he got out? No, he didn't go to jail either. They both, neither one of them went to jail. But he doesn't have a penis. I wonder if they used stem cell, or did they sew it back on?
They sewed it back on, and he tried to do porn.
They sewed it back on. It's almost
4 years. And 9.5 hours. And Deborah knows. Listen, to bring up penis, and Deborah knew all about it. She didn't know anything about the vaping. Deborah didn't know anything about Hawaii cigarettes. Deborah didn't know anything about the Valentine Day hearts. She didn't know about anything, but she knew all about that penis story.
She knew the Bobbitt penis.
Okay. Now, apparently, going from Hartford to Florida, it's always Florida, the Southwest Airlines loses pressure and people's ears start bleeding and they have to stop and land an emergency landing because they didn't have air pressure on the plane. Oh, my God. And then when they finally did land, they grounded that plane. I mean, how scary would that be? You would think that Ebola was breaking out or something. You're on a plane and then you look over the person next to you and the blood's coming out of their ears.
Yep.
Oh, and you know, that can do permanent ear damage. Remember that happened to John Brandt, Jason?
Yes.
He was flying with a cold or something, his ear erupted. It was the worst pain. I mean, come on. I'm sorry. That's awful. Now, during the polar vortex, a no-name, unknown, not famous, not celebrity, normal, regular person named Candace Wayne put rooms on her credit card to pay for, I forget, lots and lots of people in Chicago. Then she sent packages of toiletries and food and things over to them, according to the New York Times. I mean, that's lovely. She took them, and she even got them transportation. She took them off the street and put them in hotels. Oh, my gosh. A fifth grade 11-year-old girl goes to a nursing home with her mom to visit a friend. She asks the people there, what would you like if you could have any three things? What would it be? She made a list of what they all wanted, and she started a GoFundMe page, and she's getting them all what they want. Well, senior citizens,
that's
isn't
great.
That sweet? And then in sad news, a TSA officer jumped from a balcony of the hotel to death in Orlando Airport, and that was right during or after the shutdown.
Yep, that was right after the shutdown.
Yeah, all the stress, all that winning, terrible. 28 Haitian migrants drowned crossing illegally from off the Bahama coast. Ugh, that made me sick to my stomach. Can you imagine? They were in that boat. They've got the mother and the children, and they're probably hungry and hot or cold and freezing and sunburned and scared to death in the boat. 28 Haitians died. It makes me, what is wrong with the world that we don't do things to help these people? You know, for the amount of money that stupid shutdown cost, they could have gone down to Haiti, built a bunch of little public houses, put in a couple little medical clinics, gotten a few students for medical school to go down and intern there for a few years. There's so many things they could do to help the people there after all the hurricane devastation. Nobody's doing anything because nobody cares. In New York, Brooklyn, that prison, the heater went out for 4 or 5 days, and people were freezing, and the inmates were having to bang on the wall, and people were outside screaming and saying, you know, yes, yes, we're here, we hear you, and they're now going to have an investigation. But why is it these people are in freezing, sometimes 15 and 20 degrees below temperature, and all of a sudden they're now in jail with no help from anybody, no electricity, no anything. So they don't even have anyone communicating with them. And apparently the warden left. I don't know if that's true. But it was reported that the warden left. I guess he got too cold and went home and got some blankets. Oh, my God. Most commonly spoken with language and other. Now, see, Trump says that we're not a country of immigrants. Do you know the most commonly spoken language in other than English or Spanish? Northeast, they speak the Chinese, French, Portuguese, Italian. In Florida, the most commonly other than Spanish is French Creole. In Texas, it's Vietnamese. I mean, it's German in some of the states like Oklahoma and New Mexico. So people do come here. Polish is one little state in the middle. You know, so Korean, by the way, is in Georgia. So people in communities do come here and relocate. And they do reestablish their citizenship here. And it's just unbelievable. Our top fans, I'm going to give you the first names just for Facebook. Joy, Andrea, Margaret, Jessica, Kevin, Abe. Ashley, that was for this month. For the last 5 months, Maria, David, Jesse, Ann, Eden, Stacy, Nicola. Oh, Nicola, I wonder how she's doing. I still drink out of that tea glass she gave me one time. I love that tea glass. For the last 6 months, Suzanne, Maria, Mary, Margaret, Emily, Daughtery, of course, Marcella, Joanne, of course, with the fabulous book. You should all buy her book. Sylvie and Beth, who is on the mend getting well. Now, in politic news, we're on schedule today. See, we're going to be done in like an hour and 5 minutes instead of going in an hour and a half. So on political news, listen to this. Oh, that State of the Union, I had to mute it. I just can't. Just lie.
Didn't even watch. I was watching Below Deck Reunion.
They did a fact check on it. I mean, they listed 10 lies. Deborah's not leaving now. They listed 10 lies. She just lied about everything. Anyway, but he was trying to be a uniter. Oh, please. 57% of the people rate Trump's handling of the border security negatively as an indictment of his signature issue. 61% say that Trump is not dishonest or trustworthy. Obviously, the other 39 are the ones that watch Fox News. 58% say Trump lacks the personality and temperament to serve effectively as president. These are people that get their news from CNN, MSNBC, BBC, NPR, New York Times, Wall Street Journal. They get a collection of news. The ones that are still supporting him, they get all their news from Fox because and they think that they have all the information when if you fact check it, it's propaganda. 65% say that Trump does not understand the problems of people like them. 56% say Trump has not brought needed change to Washington. 58% say Trump is not good at making political deals. He's not good at making any deal. He's a taker and a money grubber. 64% do not have confidence that Trump will make the right decision for the country's future, and only 28% of Americans think the country's going in the right direction. Oh, please. My quote of the week, don't major in minor events. That's what, now, why did I bring this up now? Because we now have a report out that Trump spends 60% of his time in executive time. You know what executive time is? Floating around his suite, eating hamburgers, tweeting, watching Fox News, just hanging out.
Not running the country.
Hanging out. Well, thank God. Maybe we should spend 90% of his time in bed. Probably walking around with a crown on his head and one of those big robes, you know, and then his golf trips have cost us since he's been in office 64 $1 million that the U.S. taxpayers have paid on his golf trips. Now, remember during the campaign, oh, if I was president, I'd never see Turnberry. I'd never see this golf course. I'd never see that golf course. I just want to work all the time. I just work. Well, apparently his schedule, one of his days of schedule, he shows up like at 11. He leaves like at 4 or 5. He had one appointment one day on one of the days from 11 to 11:30 with the chief of staff, and the rest of time was executive time. So if you go through his schedule for the last 2 months, you'll see that he's not working. He's hanging out in his thing watching Fox News, and they say, well, they come out his spin as, well, he's talking on the phone to people, and he's a creative person, and all this nonsense. Obama was in the office at 9. However, he would read 2 hours before he got there to be prepared for the daily briefing. He would leave at 6, have dinner with his kids and his wife, and they say he took home like 2 to 3 feet of paperwork to go through that night and put in another 3 hours at night. And he said at midnight he would eat 6 almonds for protein, and people made fun of him. Why 6 almonds? Why not 12? Why not 20? Because he was wanting to stay focused, and he realized that's what he needed to refuel his brain at a certain time. I mean, look at the difference. Even George W. that was clearing brush all the time, clearing brush down in Texas, I'm clearing brush. Even he put in a little time in the Oval Office. Oh, my God.
He's probably in his bedroom doing birthday greetings on Cameo to raise money.
Oh, selling those Make America Great hats. Oh, God. And you know, Saudi Arabia, you know, this is a country that is known for abusing women's rights. It's known for abusing human rights. It's known for going and taking their own family members and locking them in the Ritz-Carlton. If you're going to be locked in, it's not a bad place. And one of them, mysteriously, that was in line for the throne, died in a helicopter, just coincidentally after Jared Kushner made 6 trips to Saudi Arabia and met with the crown prince. All this happens. So now they're covering for the Khashoggi murder, and everyone's got the tape. They know who was behind it. And now they're taking all that equipment the U.S. sold them to help fight the war in Yemen, and they're selling it to the terrorist. I just can't.
It's crazy.
And you know why they're getting away with it? Because Jared Kushner got his $1 billion that was a loan, that was a balloon payment that was due for the 666 building in New York from Qatar. He got that $1 billion, and ever since then, they don't care what the Saudis do. They let them just do what they want. So I saw the funniest cartoon. There was Trump sitting there with his back reading something or looking at something. And no, he wasn't looking. He was just slumped over. And Roger Stone was sitting next to him looking at a list of indictments or things he's been accused of. And they're having a conversation. And he goes, well, do you think this and that and the other? And Trump's going, well, I don't know, this and that and the other. But on their backs, they got, you know, Stone has Nixon on his back. They had a tattoo of Putin on Trump's back. Oh, my God.
I saw a meme the other day where they had Trump put on Stone's ass and Nixon above it. So it looked like his big head.
Oh, I can't. That's too much information. Oh, I'm going to vomit.
His big orange head.
Vomit!
His orange color from good jeans.
Oh, my God!
I said he must have 2 bad makeup artists named jeans.
That is, yeah. That's right, yeah. He says he gets his orange face, which is that natural tan he gets, because for good jeans. They just lie about lying. Why lie? Why say it? Just like he weighs 238 pounds. If he weighs 238 pounds, are you kidding me? It's just not possible. Meanwhile, according to Newsweek, Trump says that it would be too traumatic for these small children, thousands of small migrant children, to reunite them with their parents. What is wrong with them?
What is that about?
They don't want to reunite the kids because they can't, because they lost track of them. So first they had no information on them. Once they get in trouble for not tracking them, they start writing on them with markers like they did in Nazi Germany, okay, concentration camps, and put them in the cages. So now they realize they don't have any records of how to get them back together. And Kirstjen Nielsen, the secretary, just lied about it and said, oh, yeah, they couldn't, this and that. Congress is pulling in front of the committees. You're going to have to lie under oath and go to jail or tell the truth. They didn't keep track of them. They can't get them back with their parents. Some of the parents they've already shipped out of here. So now they're saying their excuse is, well, it'd be too traumatic to reunite them with their parents. Does anybody believe that? Only Fox News idiots believe that. Oh, God. Trump owes the Treasury Department over $1 million in travel expenses. Well, good luck collecting that. We know he stiffs people that he owes money to. Oh, Ruth Bader Ginsburg made her first public outing at a song production in her honor, according to the Huffington Post. So she's up and out again. Yay! The national debt has gone up $2 trillion in 2 years under Trump, and he doesn't care because he won't be there when it has to get paid. No, my son will be paying for it, and everybody else's kids will be paying for it.
The next generation.
We're going to be owned by China when they call in the loan. Kushner, there's a new book out called Kushner, Inc. by Vicki Ward. We've got to get this book. It's about greed, ambition, and corruption. Apparently, the Kushner family is freaking out about it. You know that's going to be all the gossip.
That's going to be all the gossip.
Oh, yeah, this is the part about him having good genes. Ann Coulter is now turned on Trump. Why is anybody giving her all that attention anyway? I'll pile on. Do for what I'm criticizing others for doing, giving her any attention. She now says he's lazy, incompetent, and a lunatic. Well, Anne, honey, we all knew this a long time ago. You just overlooked him being crazy and a lunatic and incompetent because you wanted that wall, because you have really, really white skin, blonde hair, and blue eyes, and these brown people were coming over, and you wanted to be protected from them. Ooh, boogie bears. But now that you didn't get that wall, you know, I know her. I've met her a couple of times. Never mind. Leave it be. I did the executive time. Oh, now Media Matters and corroborated by other news agencies say that Trump has made 8,459 false or misleading lies since president, excluding last night's State of the Union. So that's 1,135 lies, an average posted by the Washington Post, which gathered it from other news sites. Can you believe it? Last night, when he took credit for all the women and their jobs and all the women Democrats that won office stood up and started applauding. I mean, he's taking credit for putting all these women Democrats in office. His ego's out of control. Oh, my God. Oh, well, Ralph Northam. I don't even want to talk about him. The Ku Klux Klan, blackface Virginia guy.
That story's developing as we've been on the air.
It's just getting so exhausting. You know, I mean, this was like a long, long time ago. I do believe people get second chances. But then when he goes out and gives that press conference, it's like, just hand him a shovel. You know, when your excuse that you didn't do black flip face for the photo album is that you did it earlier to be Michael Jackson, when that's your
and you almost
alibi.
Break out into a moonwalk in the press conference. His wife had to say, tell him to stop. One of the reporters asked him, can you still moonwalk? And he went, oh, and he started to do something, and his wife said something.
Inappropriate.
And he said, yeah, my wife says inappropriate.
Oh, and then currently, Trump's approval rate is 35%. Its maximum it's ever been is 45, and those are the people that watch, but 29% hardcore, 30% softcore. Guess who the designated survivor was last night during the State of the Union? So that's if Ben's everybody, the chiefs of staffs, you know, the joint chiefs of staffs, the military people, the Supreme Court, the president, all the line of succession for the presidency, they're all in one building. So they have one person who has to be a cabinet member, who has to be out as a designated survivor, which is a great show that's Kiefer Sutherland's in. I hope it comes out back again. Guess who the designated survivor was last night? And then get on your knees and pray. Rick Perry! Oh my God! He was the energy secretary from Texas that went on Dancing with the Stars and was kicked off, I think, the first or second time. And he didn't even know what energy energy. What? He thought energy was like electricity. He didn't realize he was in charge of the nukes. I mean, this is the designated survivor. I can't. And then I loved the Stacey Abrams. She was amazing. She did the rebuttal, the women's rebuttal. That's probably FBI calling me to quit trashing Trump. That's my phone. I don't care. So Tracy Abrams from Georgia did an amazing job last night in speaking afterwards. But what really irritated me, Bernie Sanders decides to take it on his own and give his rebuttal speech. He needs to go away. This is a guy that needs to go away, and I will tell you why he needs to go away. He, when he lost by 4 million, I think it was, but far more votes to Hillary in the primary than Barack Obama won by Hillary in the primary. Instead of just taking and saying, thank you very much, it's been great, let's get behind our nominee, he said, no, we're going to take this fight to the convention. And then he never got over the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, you know, talking trash about him on those emails. And he basically divided the party. He didn't campaign for her, was happy when his people didn't support her, and basically was a spoiler in the last election. So between Comey, Russia, and Bernie Sanders, Hillary had everything going against her, and look what we're stuck with. So you know what, Bernie? Nobody's going to support you this time around. You're an old codger that's nasty, mean. You haven't been vetted. You won't give up your taxes. Your wife's got a history of that you don't want exposed about the colleges and the loans and the money. You wrote papers back when you were really young about, you know, communism and socialism that you don't want to come out. No one's going to support you. We are going to shut you down early. So the audacity of this guy on Stacey Abrams' night, the Democratic thing, well, I'm going to give my own because he's an independent. Well, go be an independent then and quit using the Democrats every time you need help for something. That's my rant on him. Anyway, did you guys have fun today?
Good day.
Oh, and I think Amy Klobuchar is going to put her hat in the ring, I think, this week. And we're now be up to like 7 or 8 or 10 fabulous Democratic candidates. But can I tell you, this is all, we're going to make a pledge. Put out your pinky finger, everybody, right now. We're going to support the nominee we want during the primary. We're going to give them everything we've got to help them win. But whoever wins the primaries on the Democratic side, we are all going to come together and vote for them because we cannot risk another 4 years of Trump's corruption, lies, ego, incompetence, and executive time. We just can't. So, pinky swear. Okay, everybody. So I'll see you next Wednesday at noon Eastern on Facebook Live, your favorite podcast provider. I want all of you to hit share. I want you to please post this. Please put it on Twitter. Put it on your Facebook. Put it on your Instagram. Hit share. Let's get our viewers up. Let's get our advertising up. And let's get this syndicated so we can rule the world. Bye, everybody. Thanks.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.